The site Buffalo Beast released audio of the 20-minute call with Walker from beginning to end.
Hi, it's Scott Walker.
Scott, David Koch, how are you?
Hey, David. I'm good. And yourself?
I'm very well.
David Koch is a major financial backer behind Americans for Prosperity, the Tea Party group that held a pro-Walker rally in Madison last weekend. The caller posing as Koch tells Walker he's a little disheartened by the situation in Madison and asks whether the governor is considering talking to Democrats. Walker says he'd consider bringing Wisconsin's 14 missing Democratic senators back to Wisconsin to talk, and once they've made an appearance in the Senate chamber, the Senate would legally have a quorum to vote on the governor's plan, whether Democrats stick around or not.
If you heard that I was going to talk to them, that would be the only reason why. We would only do it if they came back to the Capitol with all 14 of them.
The caller posing as Koch asks what they can do for Walker. The governor says, for one, the more groups that are encouraged to call lawmakers and tell them to hang firm, the better. Also, he says,
a lot of these guys are going to need, they don't necessarily need ads for them, but they're going to need a message out reinforcing why this was a good thing to do for the economy, a good thing to do for the state. So the extent that that message is out over and over again, that's obviously a good thing.
The caller posing as Koch also volunteers that they could help with protest crowds.
What we were thinking about the crowds was planting some troublemakers.
You know, the only problem with the because we thought about that.
But Walker indicates that approach might backfire.
My only fear would be is if there was a ruckus caused, is that that would scare the public into thinking maybe the governor's got to settle to avoid all these problems.
Walker goes on to say that people can protest. This is Madison, after all, and it won't affect them as long as the majority of people are telling them they're doing the right thing. Walker says he talks with other Republican governors about similar efforts in their states. The governor calls Wisconsin ground zero. When the caller suggests Wisconsin is the first domino, Walker agrees and compares what he's doing to President Reagan's decision to fire air traffic controllers in the 1980s.
To me, that moment was more important than just for labor relations or even the federal budget. That was the first crack in the Berlin Wall in the fall of communism, because from that point forward, the Soviets and the communists knew that Ronald Reagan wasn't a pushover.
Walker describes what's happening in Wisconsin as our time to change the course of Wisconsin history. Asked about the call at a Capitol press conference, Walker insisted these were things he'd said publicly all along.
I'm not going to allow one prank phone call to be a distraction from the reality is that we have a job to do here. And the job is to debate this bill.
But very quickly, the ongoing assembly debate on Walker's bill became peppered by comments from minority Democrats referencing Walker's conversation. Milwaukee Democrat John Richards said it revealed the governor's true intentions.
Now we know that this had nothing to do with balancing the budget and everything to do with him trying to change the course of history. That's what's going on here.
Assembly Democrats continued to offer amendments to the governor's plan, with most failing on party line votes. The assembly's marathon session started Tuesday afternoon and had been going for more than 40 hours by this morning. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.